Good afternoon. Welcome to welcome to the circus. What's he say?
Circus the of values. Value, not values.
Oh, for you BioShock fans out there. And if you don't know, now you know, Ninja. What's up, Ton? Good morning.
Good morning. You know you faked this stretch, right? And then you went into a real one. And I was like, yeah, because you were like just doing it with me to play around.
No, I wasn't. I promise.
Oh, and then you went into another one.
Yeah. I went into the stretch. I just stretch, you know, my arms like this. And then I start leaning back because it feels good. And I realize, oh, she's watching me and I'm doing it again. But I was just experiencing tranquility. What's wrong?
Oh, no, there's something weird in my frothed milk. Oh, so no, I noticed on the stream yesterday.
Okay.
When I went to start it, I guess it had you at the very beginning and you were doing that same stretch. And I was like, oh my God, does he do that into every stream too? Is the.
Well, in Street Fighter, it was the hands. I would shake the hands, remember?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I would get my hands loose so I could get down on some. I could do the electric boogaloo on Street Fighter. But good morning, Ton.
Good morning.
Happy 5th of July.
I didn't know what you were gonna say with that.
Yeah. 4th of July happened, guys. We celebrated, or I guess most of us celebrated. Well, some of us were probably pouting, going, America, but whatever.
Or those who don't live in America that listen, too.
Hey, I was playing with a guy from Kuwait yesterday, and he's like, hey, happy 4th of July. I was like, yeah, I was like, good.
He seems really cool.
Yeah, he's a really cool guy.
From what you were telling me. You're showing me, like, his artwork and stuff?
Yeah, he's like he's an artist, and he does magic tricks, so he's
That was crazy.
Really good at sleight of hands, so he does that.
I always wanted to learn that, too, but I'm like, that's just insane.
The real wizardry is on Overwatch. He, like, knows all the characters, and he's, well, we'll get into that. All right, so 4th of July just happened, and, okay, hold on, let me turn it down. Hold on, I'm not going to say A word, because if I say A word, people are going to say, there we go, I changed it now.
Now they're going to be like, A word, who are you calling that?
I didn't say A-hole, I said A word. A word is code for Alexa, because if you say the word, it triggers, although I thought of making a song. Where, it, you know, the song would say, A word, what time is it? A word, you know, like, and then say, hey, Google. And then, like, the song just says things. So when someone plays it, it goes, son of a. This song is triggering all my A words and Google things.
Well, you know, she responds to that because I'll sing her name and I'll tell her to do something and she does it.
Yeah, but I think.
Don't ask me how I know this.
That
but.
Song can go viral by just saying, like, A word. Like,
talk like Pikachu.
Simon says, I like porn. And then all of a sudden it says it out loud in the house. And you go, what? I didn't say that. Like, who, you know what I mean?
Make an announcement.
Yeah, make an announcement.
And you have to wait a little bit with the music going.
Dude, that song would go viral if you could just say, like, embarrassing things.
Oh, my, I can make fart noises.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Hey, Google, blow a fart.
Sounded so funny.
Did it?
Yeah.
All right. Okay, so that's a hit. All right, Ton. So this week, what was up with your week last week? What did you do? Anything special? Anything?
Well, yesterday was 4th of July, like you mentioned. Mm-hmm. And we were actually coming back from our son and daughter-in-law's house in San Antonio. So we went to spend a few days with them. Mm-hmm. And
we did Pokemon Go.
Mm-hmm. Community Day for the Tepig. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, he was shiny yesterday, and I got about 6 shiny Tepigs.
Mm-hmm, me too.
And we went to a really nice park. I loved it.
Yeah, me too.
I wanted to walk around it twice. They said it's 2 miles, and I was like, I want to walk around
it. I think
again.
It was 2.5.
Maybe. But I kept thinking about the park, and I was like, I don't like to exercise or anything like that, but sometimes I'm up for a challenge, and I'm like, oh, I like this. I like the heat, too, because the heat was just perfect. Where you're like, I remember this. I remember. And, you know, I was like, I like this. It makes me feel like a kid again.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, man, I want a bike. I'd take a bike on this trail and go at least, you know, 10 miles on it. And We were catching Pokemon, and we were seeing deer in the wild just hanging out, just like looking at us.
Real life Pokemon. And then those lizards, there were the Anole lizard. I never know how to pronounce that. Mm. But they were a different kind than what we're used to here, because they were like half green. And
yeah, like they had pants on. They were like green, and then from the waist down, they had like darker shade of
soul.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, it's because they're changing colors, like being all nerdy about animals and creatures and stuff. And then I was like, wait a minute, the other one looks exactly the same as the last one. They all shop at the same place.
Yeah, they look cool.
I'm wrong.
Yeah, but I love all that nature stuff. So it was nice. It was a very nice walk.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to go do it again. And I didn't mind the heat. I could do it early. I could do it in the afternoon, or I could do it in the evening.
I prefer doing it earlier.
Yeah.
But I mean, it was great. It was a great time. So.
Yeah.
But the thing is that the reason why I think she said it was 2.5 miles, because when we finally started tracking it.
It was 0.58.
Yeah. And we had done it on the final stretch.
I think it's 2 miles, but you can say it's 2.5 miles.
I was just going off of what our daughter-in-law told us.
I think it's about 2 miles. But and we saw deer in the wild, and that was great. Mm-hmm. And then there was some homeless people. It was kind of weird. I flew my drone. I took my drone out for a flight.
Mm-hmm. It's been a long time.
Yeah, because you can't just fly your drone.
It seems like you're limited, even more so.
Yes, you have to get some sort of license, and then you have to call control, whatever, Air Command Control Center or Star Fox or something.
I think you're the only one that does that, because every time you call, they're like, huh?
Yeah, what? What do you mean? Like, sure. How high? Yeah, go for it. And I'm like, all right, thanks. What's your name, by the way? But you have to call them, get permission, then you can fly it. But I flew it for a little bit, and I got a little worried because we were a little too close to the base. And with that, you got to be real, real careful. So I just brought it down. I said, hey, let's just walk the trail. And then we watched the Demon Slayer movie. It was great.
No, we didn't.
Yeah, Tom fell asleep. But I'm not like an anime guy. I don't like anime.
I was just so tired.
Or, as the experts say, anime. But I enjoy cartoons like He-Man and Transformers and G.I. Joe. But I watched the Demon Slayer movie, and it was really, really, really good.
Dang it, I missed it.
It was really good. It's typical, you know, you hear a lot of the characters inside their mind. So their characters are standing there staring at something, and then you hear them with a dialogue. I'm like, wow, every anime is just like this.
Like Animal Crossing?
Yeah. But I recommend that movie. It's a must if you like anime or just cartoons.
And after our little hiking adventure, mm-hmm. I have to say that because Tito, our other son, had gone with his girlfriend to San Antonio, and he keeps telling me, you need to go to the boba place. He knows I love boba. And I always just make it at home. I think I've only tried boba outside of the house one time, and it was at a poke place.
Poke.
And it was a matcha one, and I loved it. So I was like, okay, let's go.
Matcha tela.
And you got a mango one.
Yes,
which I got was amazing. It was so good. And I I played it safe and went with matcha, but they had a coffee one I wanted to try, and next time I'm going to try the coconut.
Uh-huh. Do coconut smoothie with boba balls or whatever?
Pearls.
Boba.
Tapioca pearls.
With some boba fett in it? Oh, my god!
Like,
gosh.
Boba already defines that they're little balls or pearls, whatever.
Oh, look at that. He's got bobas.
Oh, my gosh. Anyway, they look like Cocoa Pebbles. No, in the drink. Gee whiz, Gusto.
And it was really good. But you could tell that place was like a whole anime place, and I didn't really care for that because it just seemed like a hipster joint. I was like, no. And then my peoples walked in.
Yeah, I was thinking about that.
All the Hispanics were walking in.
Oh, I thought you meant, okay, go ahead.
My peoples, like all the, the workers out there that are just kind of walking there with their button shirt, like, you could tell they were out there working, mm-hmm. getting their cup of fruit. And I was like, heck yeah, dude, that's how we do it. So there was like a line of us, and I was like, yeah, dude, mi gente. But yeah, I enjoyed the boba.
It was really good.
The drink. It was damn good.
Well, and then Ben, I thought you meant because Benji walked in with his Akihabara.
Akihabara.
No, that's the Mexican way of saying it.
Whatever. Well, I'm not Japanese.
I know, but that's why I always said it that way. And I go, I think we're saying it
whatever
incorrectly. Well, anyway, so, and he goes, oh my gosh, I didn't plan this, you know, so I don't want it to seem like, you know, like you go to a rock concert and you wear a rock shirt. Like you have to like try to fit the mood. But he just happened to be, we were out there walking the trail and he was wearing that shirt.
Yeah.
So that's what I thought you were going to bring up.
Oh, no. No, I love that shirt, though.
It is a cool shirt.
My cousin got it from Japan.
Mm-hmm.
But one last thing. Oh, did you have anything else, Ton?
I'll let you go.
Okay.
Okay, so cool.
Do you know how Sony gave us a free, or not a free, Sony, when before the launch, Sony contacted us and said, do you want a PlayStation 5?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, tomorrow at this time, queue up and you'll get a PlayStation 5. You were selected. So we got a PlayStation 5 mm-hmm. before launch from Amazon and from Sony. And then they contacted me again, like maybe last week.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, hey, you want a PlayStation 5? And I was like, a third one? Yeah, I'll take a third one. And then I thought of my homeboy, Richard. That's my dog. And he was like, I said, you know what? Let me ask him if he wants one because, you know, he doesn't have one. And I'm always talking about the PlayStation 5, and he's like, you know what? I kind of, you know, I want one. I was like, dude, here's a perfect opportunity. They're asking me if I want one. I already have two. Do you want one? And he's like, dude, absolutely. And he placed the order, and he got it.
It's funny that you're bringing Richard up today.
Why? Oh, because his picture's coming out on Amazon?
Yeah, so we have our pictures, most of them, not all of them. On the Echo Show?
Yeah.
We have We have our old pictures, and so it was this day in 2006 when he was in town from San Antonio.
We lived
in El Paso, yeah. Mm-hmm. So there are pictures of us with him, and he's a high school friend of ours.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Let's just say it this way. It's been many, 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 many years since we've been in high school, so.
Yeah.
Like over 20, so.
He's my home dog like that. He moved to San Antonio while we were in El Paso, and then we moved to Corpus Christi, and he moved back to El Paso.
Mm-hmm. I know. And what was funny is that, like, I used to take the bus with him, and I'd talk to him and stuff, and that was before I knew you, and you were friends with him.
Yeah. We play video games together.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, how funny.
Yeah.
That's just weird.
I would skateboard to Furs Supermarket. I would sit on my skateboard, and I would read video game magazines, and that's how I met him and Peanut, and we would just read video game magazines talking about like all these video games, and we were all poor, so we would just talk about them and just kind of talk about E3 and all this, you know, the Japanese games, because back then they would show what Japan had.
But E3 didn't start until like 96.
I remember sitting there on a skateboard. Maybe it was middle school.
No.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'll look that up later, but I know that I remember there was one time.
I remember.
It was after school because you had your tennis racket and you had your Morrissey shirt over the tennis racket. I don't know why you guys would do that.
Morrissey shirt over.
Like you'd put it over the tennis racket.
Okay.
I don't know why. Unless you were wearing the Morrissey shirt and I'm just kind of thinking it was on the racket. That was so long ago. But I remember I had like a $5 bill, like I guess sticking out of my pocket.
Mm.
And I don't know if Richard took it and handed it to you or if you had it, but because you and I was like, I don't like this guy. He's mean. So I thought you took it the whole time.
Mm-mm. I don't steal from.
And I was like, Richard, just tell me.
Distress.
Tell me who has it. Just give it to me, you being old dorks.
Yeah, we were pretty dorks. But yeah, so, and I was worried because when they said only one PlayStation 5 per household. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, they already gave me one.
Oh.
I said, hey, Richard.
So, but if they're contacting you again.
I don't know. They messed up or something. I said, hey, Richard, put your address in there.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like,
I'm sorry, I totally derailed.
And I'll go ahead and just, you know, I'll forward you all the information. And I gave him my username and password. And I said, hey, log on to my PlayStation account. Take a look at my games. And he's just like, whoa. I was like, dude, play whatever you want, man. I got a ton of them. So, you know, he's got his PlayStation 5 now, so that made me a happy camper. And that was our week.
Well, no. Okay. That was your week.
That was my week.
So yesterday was 4th of July, and we normally try and at least get sparklers and stuff. What are you doing here?
I'm bleeding.
What did you do?
I was just picking at a scab, and then
all of a sudden, gross. Why do you, so gross. Anyway.
Okay.
God, it looks gross.
It looked like I was dying.
Oh my God. And it's just on your arm. Anyway.
I should have put it on my face.
We normally get sparklers or something. Since we're, of course, like in city limits, I'm assuming sparklers are safe to use because that's what they always told us. But we didn't go because we were going out of town and driving back on 4th of July. So we didn't really get to go anywhere.
Yeah.
And so I heard all the fireworks going on, and I was like, well, I'll just go ahead and take Zion, like, somewhere. I don't want to drive really far where we're going to get caught up in traffic or anything like that. Just somewhere out in the open where he can see some fireworks. But yet they were doing them at all the parks around our house anyway, yeah, so we get to see some really cool fireworks. So,
yeah, that's one of those things where I'm like, you think when you buy fireworks, you can blow $100 like nothing.
Oh, gosh.
And you sit there and you think, man, I'm literally grabbing a $100 bill, lighting it on fire and going, woo, celebration. And that's how I feel about it. And then especially with everyone saying, global warming. And all of a sudden they're spending thousands of dollars on all these explosives. I'm like, I don't know. I may not be the smartest guy, but there's smoke and, fires everywhere right now. But happy 4th.
Well, and here's the thing, I see it differently because that's how it is when a lot of people kind of celebrate together. They'll spend a lot of money on alcohol and stuff like that, that it's like, it's just going to be, or even food, it's just going to turn into waste anyway.
For your trees and your grass.
So sure. I'm just saying, if someone wants to once a year celebrate that way, I don't find it as a problem.
Yeah. True that.
But that's it. That's about it.
Okay. All right. Well, let's go into the roundtable discussion, Ton. Oh, crap. That was definitely not it. Okay, Ton.
You cannot get this right.
It was right there. I was like, this is it. Okay.
I was like, is he going to get it this time?
Have you played PT?
Yeah. And yeah, you made me.
Playable teaser on it was available on the PlayStation 4. Do you remember the part where there was like a fetus in the sink?
Yes.
It was a crying baby?
Yep.
Well, it turns out that somehow Kojima's triggered all the crying babies. Because supposedly Kojima is working on a game exclusively for Xbox. And turns out that these babies are crying. They're crying, they're all jumping on the internet, and they're trying to get it canceled. So I wanted to know your opinion.
They're trying to get it canceled?
They're not going to get it canceled, but it's kind of funny. It's pretty funny because, let me ask you first, what is your opinion on a game going to another platform? Let's say Mario going, or as a Canadian say, Mario going to Xbox. How would you feel about that?
Well, you initially asked what my response would be.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
It's sales. So it just depends on who's going to give him the platform that he needs, mm-hmm, and who's going to give him the funds that he needs or whatever deal that they make. It's whoever's going to provide him with the best deal, but who's also going to be more welcoming and who's going to let him. I mean, I'm sure Sony would have been great with whatever he wanted to do, with whatever creative direction he wanted to take, I'm assuming, but I don't know for sure.
Sony did.
Yeah. So I think it's only smart for him to take it to another platform as well. Why limit it? Look, you know how I feel about PlayStation. So I'm like, keep it here. But at the same time, it's like, it's in his best interest to expand it to another platform.
Financially, yes.
Financially.
Financially, yeah. How would you feel if Mario came to Xbox?
Okay, fine. That would be weird. But I don't know.
I don't think I wouldn't have a problem with it.
That would be weird, though.
It would be.
But well, then again, we saw things like that where it's like Minecraft. We're like, whoa, wait, Minecraft is now being released on other systems. Like, well,
Minecraft
what?
Was always on separate consoles, but Microsoft started with Xbox. It.
Yeah,
and then they started trickling it down to like because it was on PlayStation 3. But once they bought it, we didn't know if they were going to continue to allow others to use it.
Okay, that's true. I never played it back then, so that's right.
I guess the biggest change was back then when Sega was in the console business, we saw Sega exclusives.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they pretty much disappeared after the, what was it, Dreamcast? Yeah, and we started seeing Sega 2K games on other platforms.
Mm-hmm.
And it felt weird.
And it
at
was
first.
Weird, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're like, whoa, Jet Set Radio on Xbox? That's weird. Ooh la la, what's that?
Space Channel
Space
5.
Space Channel 5. Whoa, on Xbox, that's weird. But in the end.
And then Dreams, I think, stayed on Nintendo, if I'm not mistaken.
What? Dreams? No, Dreams came out on.
There was a remake of Dreams, and I think it was for the Wii.
Oh, yeah, there's one that came out on the Wii. Uh huh.
Uh huh.
But I think that. Might have come out on Xbox Live Arcade.
I don't remember. Maybe you're right.
Yeah. But, I mean, personally, I don't care. I like video games. I like all of them. And if Nintendo's going to release a version of Mario 64, an official version on Steam, I'm going to buy it. If they release it on Xbox, I'm going to buy it. If they release Horizon Zero Dawn on PC, they did. You know, I didn't buy it because I already have the complete version, and I don't want to spend $40 on a PC version, although I kind of do. I'm not going to.
You know what, though? Like, I know you're saying, you know, crying babies and whatnot, but I can see their point, too, because if you get a certain console, you get it for what exclusives you're used to.
Yes.
So if you're getting them because you're like, oh, okay, well, you know, Metal Gear Solid and all of these other Kojima games, they're usually PlayStation exclusive, so I'm going to stick with this, you know, Killzone or Ratchet and Clank or whatever it is that you're just like, these are the exclusives I love, and these are the ones that I'm going to purchase, make my decision on purchasing the console for. And then one of those huge ones is like, well, I'm going to go ahead and just release it for it. And I know it's just the way the business is, though, and that they need to understand that. But at the same time, it's like I invested this much money. I couldn't get both systems, so I had to pick one. And based on what I know, history and everything, and what I love, then I'm going to choose this one. And then that happens. So I can see how they're upset.
Well, I think initially, when you look at like what console to get, I always look at who has the best exclusives. Now,
exactly.
For us, it's different because we're going to get all of them. But for the average person, like when my friend would ask me, say, hey, what console should I get? And I'm like, get an Xbox. He goes, but you're always preaching Sony. And I go, yes, but I know you, and I know what you play. So you need to get an Xbox. He's like, that's weird, but okay. And then when my brother-in-law asked me, said, what do I get, you know?
Nephew.
And I said, get him an Xbox. He's like, well, why? Don't you like Sony? I'm like, yes, but I know what your kid likes. And it's a weird thing, but like I look at kids, I go, oh, that kid's a Smash Brothers kid. Get him a Nintendo Switch. He's going to love it. He's going to play Zelda. He's going to play Mario. And you know those franchises are for that specific console. So for me, I look at what Sony's going to give me and what Nintendo's going to give me. And Xbox, if you like Gears of War and Halo, you know what to get.
Yeah.
You know, and if you like Smash Brothers, Zelda, Mario, Donkey Kong, Kirby, you know, Metroid, you know what to get. There's only one platform to get. But with Sony and Kojima, it was never... I guess we had hoped
it was exclusive.
That it was going to be like a long-term thing. And it probably is. I mean, because they pretty much gave him the code for Decima, the Decima engine.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
That Andrew House did that.
Key to this city.
Yeah, to the entire, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I want there to be more exclusives for Sony. But in the end, I just want Kojima to continue to make games.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're going to give him money, because look, he's got a business. He's got to run this business.
Mm-hmm.
Death Stranding, It was, I didn't like it, but we bought it.
Yeah.
But I need more. I need more Death Strandings. I need more. I want him to bring back Metal Gear, like a reboot. I want Sony to get the franchise from Konami, and I want Hideo Kojima to remake them. I think that'd be so awesome. I don't know, Zone of Enders. Heck, Castlevania. Do a Castlevania 2 again, or Lord of the Shadows 2. That would be great. But so these kids are, they went to change.org, and they're saying, they're upset because they're saying that he's working with Microsoft out of greed.
Why are you saying kids?
Because I'm sure these aren't like, like 40, 50, 60-year-old adults going, Kojima.
And see, this is the thing that I have a problem with. It's not greed. You have a business you're running, and you just had, I don't know what the monetary gain was for Death Stranding. And then on top of that, you have a legacy, and that legacy is releasing meaningful games, releasing these titles that are going to be talked about for years and years and years. And you're going to limit somebody's creativity to one system, and you're going to just label it as greed.
Yeah.
There's a lot more to it than that.
Yeah, but you know, do you remember when you were a kid and you were like, you know, these rappers sold out. They were they were underground, and I like this underground scene, but at the
end
game,
reggae artists I was like that with.
You know, the end game is to provide for your family. Yep. Mm-hmm. You know, if you call that selling out, then I sure would like to be a sellout right now. Because the end game is just to provide.
Yeah, because it's a selfish thing. It's a selfish thing where you're just like, well, I just wanted this just for me.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, wait, you're not just doing this for me. You're doing it for everybody now. Yeah. And then that's that whole sellout thing where it's easier to say that when you're on that end of it.
Yeah, when you're losing.
when
you're poor and losing.
When you're just like, no, who says that you can go make more money by releasing it to other people? Mm-hmm. I want it just for me. And it's like, I'm sorry, but they have no idea who you are.
Yeah, commercial radio.
Because I felt that way too. I did.
Yeah, it's just it's a thing. It's a kid thing.
It's a cool thing. It's like it's cool to say that, but it's cooler to make the money. So
yeah. When you're on the other end, you're like, this is great. I like this selling out thing. Sign me up. But yeah. So and then. Kojima was said to be working on a game that utilized cloud technology.
Mm-hmm.
So because of that, Microsoft has been beefing up
Azure.
Their cloud. Or no.
That's just another aspect of it.
So it's like, man, this is really going to happen. And I'm wondering what they're going to do with... I don't think he's going to just leave Sony. I think he's working on something with Sony. I think he is.
Mm-hmm.
But
again, it would be in his best interest. You know what I mean?
Yeah, to work with everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't know about these kids. I don't even. It's kind of disappointing, you know, that if you want these developers, excuse me, to survive, kind of like Platinum Games. Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if someone came up and swooped up Platinum Games, and you know, and they're like, oh, they're so hardcore. Well, they need to sell to Microsoft or sell to someone. So they can continue to make the games that we love.
Yeah, exactly.
Because the moment, I remember they were saying on one of the games, what was Scalebound?
Mm-hmm.
When Microsoft scrapped that mm-hmm. hurt them. And I'm like, what have they released since then? And, you know, they've released a couple games, but nothing like
Substantial.
Bayonetta. Yeah, like Bayonetta 2. So we need to make sure that this kind of stuff, this change.org, I wish, well, it probably has the names of the people doing it, but it's like, dude, come on.
Well, and this is, like I said, I can see it to an extent, you know, like I really can feel that for somebody who can only get one system and they're like, well, that stinks. I'm not going to see that. I'm not going to be able to experience that. But well, it's just life.
But that's,
you know,
that's thinking, it's like short-minded because
if
anything, Microsoft, they're making it where you can play games on Game Pass on your Xbox One or a little USB stick.
Yeah.
So if anything, you should be happy that you can go pick up a USB stick, pop it in, get Games Pass for a month, $14, and play the new Kojima game. Rather than having to invest $400 or $500 on a new console, another $70 for a game and then go, wow, this game was a pile of crap. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it's like they should be happy that at least, you know, if they're on the other team crying, just, hey, I will be able to play this game.
Is it rumored to be time exclusive or just exclusive?
I don't know. They signed a letter of intent to work together. So, I mean,
that could mean so many things.
I know.
I should have asked that at the beginning of this conversation because I was told not to look at those.
Yeah.
Articles.
Yeah, I don't know. It's so crazy to me where I'm like, how old? I wish it had on the petition, like the name of the person, the age. So you go, oh, they're just 10-year-olds or 12-year-olds just crying about this. Watch them be like 40, 50-year-olds.
That's what I'm saying. So you put it to an age bracket of, you know, I know, like, older people may not use like change.org but or select few, you know.
Wait a minute. If these are 40, 50-year-olds, mm-hmm. am I calling myself a baby? Mm-hmm. Whoa.
I don't know. I can see it to an extent, but at the same time, it's like, no. I don't know.
More games, the better, right? Mm-hmm. All right. Well said, Ton. That was beautiful.
Thanks.
What are you buying? What are you selling?
What are you playing? I get so excited for that one.
I know. I watch your face.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, man. Well, so I've been playing, I think this week all I really played was Pokemon Snap.
Oh, okay. Sweet.
Yeah.
I was about to ban you. I was like, banned.
No, I think that's all I really played this week. And I've been trying to go back in and trying to get different stars, star ratings from the professor on the pictures that I take. And then I got the apple, which is called a fluff fruit or something like that. It's an apple. And so I throw that at them and try and get better pictures and stuff like that. And then Zion's like, well, you have to move to the next one. I was like, yeah. Hold on. I get so caught up in trying to get better pictures before I move on to something else. And I'm like, yeah, but I got to go back at night now.
You know you can print out the pictures, right?
No, why would I want to do that?
I don't know, but they even made one of those little printers that you can connect to the app.
Oh, like my little
yeah
HP Sprocket thing?
Yeah, the one thing you thought was cool for like a week and then you just stopped using it.
I still use it.
Yeah, but
it's like you want me to like use it every day or something.
I want a million stickers. That game looks pretty boring to me.
I was thinking that initially, and I'm like, oh my god, why? I don't want to play it. But then you get addicted to trying to get more stars. It's kind of like when you play Pokemon Go, and then you're like, well, I'm not going to keep these one that's one star trash. You just want three star. Yeah. But the cool thing about it is that you have to collect a one star, two star, three star, four star, and within that you'll get, well, what kind of star is it? Is it a bronze? Is it a silver? Is it a diamond? Is it a gold? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So then you're like, do I want to focus on getting a higher one star or do I want to submit a three star? Let me submit the three star and then see if I can recreate that one star again, because that one could be diamond and I have a gold right now. You know what I mean? So you kind of get addicted to getting the higher scores for each one, which I'm doing, where Zion's like, no, stop it. Just like max it out and then move on to the next one. I'm like, no, you're telling me that when I have a really good one here and I would, you know what I mean? So there are different elements on like different layers to the game. It's not just like take a picture, submit it to the professor, you know? So there's so much more to that. So I haven't really gotten too far because I've just been trying to get higher ratings on them. But that's it. I didn't do it during the drive over there and back, which I was going to in my new little cute little Animal Crossing
purse.
It's not a purse.
It looks like a purse. It looks like a dope purse.
That's what Megan was saying. But it's a Switch bag, a little carrier purse thing. And it is specifically for Switch because it has like the cushions and stuff. And that's what I really wanted, is something a little more secure. But I didn't play it on the drive because I know how I get. Mm. If I would play Animal Crossing, I just knock out. I don't get it far at all. So I knew I would do that if I started playing Pokemon, so I kind of didn't do it on the drive. But I think that's it, because Mario Golf was last week, I believe, when I played that. So, Gusto, what are you playing?
Well, I jumped into Destiny 2, and that's all the DLC. I bought all of it. And I didn't buy it for just me. I bought it for Zion. So Zion's got the DLC, and I have the DLC. Now, if you ask me what am I doing on that game, I have no clue. Like Destiny 1, I had it down where I was like, okay, I got to go on here. I get these missions, and I go. I haven't played that game in so long that when I jumped on Destiny 2, I was like, I was telling Zion, okay, here, hold my hand. Hold my hand. Where do I go? Where do I go? Okay, what do I talk to this guy? This mailman. Okay, the mailman's giving me stuff. Okay, cool. And like, I have no idea what I'm doing because it's been that long. I'm like, I kind of remember this, but. And then our other son jumped on with us. So it was me, Zion, and Benj. And he's like, okay, dad, follow me. And I'm like, all right. So I'm like the old dad, like the grandpa going, slow down, I'm coming. So they're just walking me through everything. Like, okay, do this. No, the fire. Jump, dad, jump. I'm like, I can't jump. So
I don't know what a cell phone is.
Yeah, so I'm like, you can see that I'm the handicap. They're carrying dad. And Zion's off. Zion's like, I'm over here doing another mission.
Ben is my gosh.
Hold on, dad's not there yet. We got to do this mission before we get to that mission. And I'm like, oh, look at this grenade. Oh, look at that. Oh, look, that matches my pants. Sweet, because on that game, you're loot grinding. And I'm like, ooh, look at these gloves. Ooh, these are nice gloves. Ooh, but it doesn't match my helmet. Ooh, I like this cape. I like it. So my character looks like Freddie Mercury would have made this character. He looks awesome. He looks like, I made him look like Prince Adams from He-Man. Mm-hmm. I'm a He-Man fan. And I've been playing that, and that is so much fun. The punching mechanic on Destiny never gets old. Like, when you're shooting and you just go, oh, get over here. Oh, man, it's so good.
I haven't played it in forever.
And then you get these great guns. I'm like, oh, this gun is a keeper. And then when you go through your guns and you go, oh, that one's stronger, I'm going to switch to that one. And you go, this one sucks, but I got to use it because the other one is weaker. Mm-hmm. So it's just kind of
like the stars.
Yeah. So that game is so much fun. I can't wait. Like right now I'm thinking once I finish uploading the podcast, I want to play some more Destiny. And then I've been playing a lot more of Overwatch.
I was going to say that. I played Overwatch this week too because we were able to play with Cappy.
Yeah.
And we also played with Jason.
Jason.
And I was thinking that was last week. And I was like, no, wait a minute. That was this week. Mm-hmm. And I remember Jason and I.
Oh, we have this amazing gun game. It's one of my favorites.
Oh, my God. It's so much fun. But Jason, he was like, I'm a little rusty. I was like, it's all right. It's all right. I know Cappy was worried about that, but he was like blowing our heads off.
Yeah, and, he's pretty good.
But Jason and I would get to the bottom, and we're doing the same thing. Like, we're like, okay, let's like dodge a little bit and then shoot, dodge and shoot. So all we were doing, we're dancing downstairs, like not getting a shot in at all. And we're like, oh my gosh.
Oh yeah.
So we're just dying laughing the whole time.
Yeah. And it's so awesome because it's cross-play. So we can play with whatever, Xbox, PlayStation. We're all playing together, but you can clearly see the difference in the controller players and the PC players.
Yeah.
Because I'm not that good on controller. And if I play DPS on controller, I am getting crushed. Mm-hmm. And on PC, I'm actually okay. I'm not too shabby. I was able to beat the guys. Like, we'd play with Z, and Z was, he was the best on controller. Like unbelievable. This kid is sick. And then once we jumped on PC, I was actually beating him on 1v1.
Yeah.
On keyboard and mouse. So that's a different beast, and it's just so much fun. And then now I met a player, a really cool dude from Kuwait. Cyrus is his name, and he's just so good at every character. Every character. He's like real meticulous with every character. So he goes, hey, Gusto, back out. He's like, Zion, come here. And he puts us into this mode where he's just like, let me show you how the strengths and weaknesses of this character.
That's the second person. We played with Arcade Butter this week, too.
Yeah.
I thought it was last week. That's the second person that has to tell us, hold on, come back, Ton. Yeah. Gusto, come here. It's like rounding up children, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Because we were like, no, just they're right there. I just want to go real quick. Oh, like, yeah. Nope, come back.
Yeah, Arcade Butter was walking us. Like, he's like, okay, gusto, don't put your shield, stay in the corner. So he's coaching me. I'm like, okay, yes, sir. Aye, Captain. What else do I do?
5-year-olds.
And it was fun because we were doing really good. We're like, yeah. It was so much fun. And then this guy, Cyrus, is like, he took it to like that next level. He's like, okay, this is how you jump shield. You stay here. Don't ever dart. And he's like, so I'm like, oh, wow, I did not know that.
All those times where I'm like, Dustin, get back over here. Where are you going?
He's teaching me these things, and he's teaching Zion. So he's like, look at this, Zion.
Dang, I need to play with you guys.
And then he's like, I was like thinking, Ton needs to listen to this guy because he's got a great, great attitude when he's helping people out, and it seems like he enjoys helping people out. So he's just breaking every character down. And then when we go down, he goes, look, if we lose, we had fun losing, and if we win, we can really That's rub awesome. In their face and say they suck, and you know, because we won. And
he sounds fun.
Oh yeah, he's a really cool dude. I enjoy playing with him, but I feel bad that when I play with him, it's like 4 a.m. over there.
Oh crap!
And I'm like, I gotta go to bed. It's barely 12 here, and it's like probably like 6 a.m. over there.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah,
so, I gotta play with you guys though.
Yeah, so I can't get enough of Overwatch on PC. It's just so darn good. And Destiny on PC. I'm totally just switching to the PC world, and I am loving it.
Are you upset about Kojima not bringing it? Just kidding.
No, I mean,
I'm totally
yeah,
kidding.
Yeah, no, I have my consoles and I have everything. So I am so excited for more gaming after the podcast. All right, Ton. July 5th.
I was waiting for when the ship goes down.
Oh.
Isn't that the old one you used to use?
That was the discussion.
Oh, just kidding. See, now I have it backwards.
July 5th, episode 39. We got some news. Ton, what do you got for me?
real quick. When PlayStation welcomed Housemarque to the family. Oh, and yeah. That's the development company behind Superstar SHD, Resogun, Ex Machina, Dead Nation.
Next Machina. Mm-hmm.
Oh, sorry.
Dead Nation.
The movie. And then also, most recent game, Returnal.
Also, Outlanders? The one where you're running and you're kind of like jumping through like obstacles of color. They're always...
I don't remember that one.
Oh, yeah. It was actually a really good Xbox Live Arcade and PlayStation 3 game.
Hmm.
I think it was PlayStation Arcade or something like that, but... Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
That was it.
Yeah, well, I was reading on them, and they were saying that other people were looking to purchase them.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and they said the typical Chinese company,
Sweden 50 Cent.
Company, and American. And I was like, okay, Chinese company, that's Tencent. And Sweden company was, what's that one? Embracer Group. Mm-hmm. And I was like, dang, dude. They are on the prowl. So, man, that's pretty crazy. They did also...
Outland,
that was it. And then they did do a patch. Let me see if I can find the patch on what they did, because I was actually reading it. Let's see here.
I don't remember Outland.
Yeah, that was actually
really
good. I don't
think I played
game.
That one.
Yeah, and they did something like what's the name of that? Angry Birds, the Star Wars one,
the
I think.
Trilogy also. Yeah.
So, let's see, patch notes, fixed an intermittent visual issue when scanning new items, fixed an issue that could cause save game corruption in rare circumstances, daily challenge fixed an occasional issue with incorrect loot spawning in the daily challenge fixed again, a rare issue where players might be unable to complete a daily challenge in the fractured wastes. So it looks like... they're doing, let's see, Platinum, Atropian Survival, Welcome Home, and Sins of a Mother. Trophies can now be unlocked by replacing the Act 3 ending. So they had some patches for Returnal, and they're with Sony Company, so that's great, because I like their type of games are the ones, the kind of weird, kind of arcadey games. So good on them, man. I'm glad Sony, you know, snatched them up. Let's see.
I could go to my next one while you're looking for yours.
Yeah, go for it.
All right, so Giles Goddard, Star Fox's co-programmer, wants to make a new game without with no gimmicks. So during an interview with Game Explain, Goddard was asked if there was any Nintendo IP he would be interested in working on. And he said, it'd be interesting to do a Star Fox, I think, but not how the other ones were done. And he said, so it's kind of like, you know, well, whatever, what do you do different? You know? Yeah. So they went ahead and asked that. And he's like, well, I think I would just dial it back a lot and not in gimmicks like, you know,
the Zero.
Stuff Star Fox Zero had. And maybe not even in the free roaming aspects and stuff like that. I would just bring it back, pull it back into what made the original Star Fox fun, and just make one based on that. I don't know how popular it would be, but it'd be cool to try it. And then he asked, well, would you be interested in making another Star Fox game? He's like, no. I think if we did it, it would have to be either an extremely stylist retro look, or just be an updated modern look. Maybe I got that what they asked on there, but he goes, I wouldn't try to replicate the polygons from the Super FX chip.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Because I don't see the point. You don't go back that far, you know. We fixed that problem. You don't want to go back into it. So I think maybe that question wasn't if he'd work on another Star Fox game in general. I think he was saying, if you'd be interested in creating a Star Fox game or a spiritual successor with a basic polygonal look of the original game is what he was originally asked. So,
well, it's just, I never got into Star Fox on the SNES and I didn't like it. I think at that time, I think maybe PlayStation was coming out or something, or it had come out. I just remember looking at it going, nope, I don't like the way it looks. Looks terrible.
Yeah.
But the one on the N64, that blew our minds. Like the rumble pack and the way it had the little story. And I wish the guy would have told the guy, like, you know, like a dual barrel roll, you know, like that. That would have been awesome. I want an old, you know what? I don't even know what I want, because you can't give me a 40-hour Star Fox game. You can't give me a 10-hour Star Fox game. That sounds exhausting to me. You know what I mean? Like a shooting game for 10 hours? Ugh. But then you don't want a shooting game that's like, oh, I beat it in one sitting, you know?
Yeah.
You know, two hours max, and I beat it. Because then you'll feel ripped off, and you don't want to put a lot of money into it. You'd feel bad selling a game for $50, $60 for a two-hour experience, you know what I mean? Maybe we would be okay with it, but majority of the people would be like, absolutely not. So I really don't know what they can do, unless they do something like Crimson Skies. That would be kind of cool, because it was pretty much a dogfight. You'd pick your planes, and you guys just fly around and just shoot each other down. That was so much fun. Bring that back.
Maybe more story-based, more...
How do you do a story-based?
I don't know.
Like, you know?
I'm just thinking more cutscenes, but who... I don't know.
Yeah, that's...
I have no idea.
I want to see that franchise again. I absolutely love the one on the N64. I didn't like the Star Fox on the GameCube, and I didn't like the one on the Wii U. I remember when I told the lady, I was like...
And then there was a one on the 3DS.
Oh, that one was good, because that's the old remake. And it had... Remember we'd play the multiplayer?
Yep.
And that was so cool. We actually got little pins for playing that.
I think we played that with Jason too, if I'm not mistaken.
Actually, I was playing that when Napoleon Dynamite was there at the
booth.
And I was like,
upstairs.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know what they're going to do with that franchise. I'm kind of scared and excited at the same time. Maybe it's Crimson Skies / Star Fox would be sick, because I want to play as Slippy. So, all right. Well, the website, PlayStation website, they have removed the ability to see online friends, parties, and trophies.
Why is that?
I don't know. It's kind of stupid. Like,
that's really weird.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. And maybe they're just trying to steer people over to get on the app, because the app actually works pretty darn good.
Yeah, but I mean, they both would be great. Why just have it on the app when you can check if you're on the system why grab your phone to look at it when you're already on the system? You know what I mean? It just doesn't make sense. You're going to use the app regardless. Like, hey, before I jump on, let me see if my friends are on. You know, like, that doesn't make sense.
It seems weird. It seems like it was already on there. It's,
yeah,
it worked. So, and sometimes I remember, like, I would go onto the website and go look at my trophies, like, oh, this is kind of neat that it's on here. But I don't know. If it ain't broken, don't fix it, Sony. So.
Can you still look at other people's trophies on the app?
On the app? Oh, yeah. As long as they publish their trophies on the app. But the store now.
That's so weird.
The website, it's just removed it. I don't know.
Maybe just less people are playing and they don't want certain aspects to be seen.
Maybe since they weren't able to cancel the stores for the Vita and the PlayStation 3, they said, we need to cancel something. Remove the trophies from the website.
Oh, for the servers and stuff?
Yeah. I don't know.
That's weird. Well, speaking of updates, the Dead Space official YouTube channel has been updated for the first time in many, many years.
The what?
The Dead Space official YouTube channel.
Well, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So the avatar for the profile page used to have the Dead Space 3 icon, and that was since the sequel's 2013 release. Now it switched out to a more kind of like a generic image. It's said to have like the helmet worn by Isaac Clarke.
Oh, yeah.
So this is like the latest bit of info. So it doesn't seem like a big thing, but it could be added to what has already been accumulated to speculate a Dead Space comeback of sorts.
An HD remake?
Well, yeah. And the first bit of information came from GamesBeat writer Jeff Grubb. He speculated that EA Motive is currently hard at work on the untitled and unconfirmed new game. And then the rumor was later corroborated by website Gamatsu.
Dude, that's so funny. I was going to say Gamatsu. Yeah.
I think I always pronounced that wrong this whole time until I said it out loud. And they say that the game will be a series of reimagining rather than a straight sequel. And I don't know. All that and now an update, you know, to the franchise's official YouTube channel. And then remember back then when Farm Fresh, Sid Schumann?
Yeah.
Was it that one? No, that was Killzone. That was Killzone. When it wasn't.
The franchise?
No, when he was showing the PlayStation thing, it was for Killzone. Never mind. I was like, hey, well, remember? So I don't know. There's just like a lot of information. So that's just like the latest and greatest for that.
Dude, that is a franchise that EA... Well, I heard they're going to bring it back, but that's the one where it's like, dude, don't screw this up. Because remember, part one was freaking awesome. It was scary. Mm-hmm. Part two was freaking awesome.
I didn't play it because I saw how scared you were. I was like, nope, I'm good.
I remember Ruben and I would talk about like you'd walk backwards. Oh, God. Laying out bombs going, okay, I got to go slow. And then part three, they released like multiplayer. I think it was part three. And everyone was like, what? What is this? And then when we played at E3, they were like, this is just the multiplayer mode. And we're like, what? Nobody wanted this. This is like God of War multiplayer. Nobody wanted it. Nobody asked for it. And then they shoehorned that in thinking, oh, this is going to keep, you know, people buying this game. No, absolutely not. Mm-hmm. This was made for single player. Give me my game. So that game, I cannot wait. If they remake it, I'm so ready for some Dead Space. Or even the shooter was really good on the Wii. Dead Space, I don't remember the name of it, but
it was on the Wii?
Yeah. And then
they
ported it to the PlayStation 3. And you could use the move control.
I don't remember that at all.
The little light bulb game. Mm-hmm. But dude, I am so ready for Dead Space. Please bring it back. Even a reboot with all three of them. You hear my throat?
Yeah.
It goes, burr, burr, burr. Okay, so Nintendo Switch Online. Believe it or not, it's been on for 3 years. That's one of those things like, oh, is it still a thing? Yeah, I still have to pay for it? Yeah, so they were talking to the president, Shuntaro Furukawa. And they asked him about the membership options, higher prices. They had like a stockholders meeting, and he was just saying it's working on increasing the appeal of Switch Online to make it more fun and more convenient to play. And I'm sitting there thinking, like, we don't ever use Nintendo Switch Online except for
I have to.
Yeah. Animal Crossing.
Yeah.
But what?
Because everything on Animal Crossing is like, oh, you want codes? Oh, okay. Oh, you want to send a gift to somebody? Oh, you want? So yeah, I kind of had to.
Yeah, that's one of those things where. What's sad about that is that I love the old Nintendo store where you can actually buy virtual console games. You could actually buy Musha from the Genesis Virtual Console on the Wii. But now on this Switch, you can't buy any virtual games. They say, oh, these are like the 10 games you can play, and then we're going to change it out. And I'm totally against that. So if you want to fix it, give us a virtual console where we can buy the games and keep them. None of this, I guess that's why I'm against Games Pass and Game Pass and those kind of subscription services. So that was just it.
All right. Well, GTA 6 is reported to still be in early development, and a release date of 2025 should be expected. Now, leakers published vague comments about the yet-to-be-confirmed GTA 6 release date online, but reporters Andy Robinson, and Jason Schreier have commented that the rumors align with what they have heard as well. So Take-Two implied in a marketing budget report that 2023 would be the game's release year. However, these reports were released, as we know, anything, you know, pre-pandemic is really not reliable. And that's when these numbers were released. So we know how much that has put a delay in so many things. The game was also reported to go back to the Vice City setting and will offer more modern-day take on the Miami-inspired area. And that goes hand-in-hand with the rumors of a smaller release than Rockstar is used to, but it's going to be enhanced with post-launch content. Another rumor is that it's going to also have smarter NPCs.
Man, that is that's the game that keeps... That game makes them so much money.
Oh, gosh. It's
freaking crazy.
Yeah.
Like, but when I hear Vice City on this new next gen, I'm like, oh, dude, give us Vice City. I want to hear the soundtrack. And I'm wondering, what are they going to do for a soundtrack? Are they going to put, like, 90s jams in there? I don't know. But, man, that's so crazy. I'm excited, but we got plenty of time to continue playing, Grand Theft Auto V. I have some UK charts, top 10 software. Ooh. Believe it or not, number one is Mario Golf Super Rush. Of course, right? Number two, FIFA. Yeah, it's UK. Number three, Mario Kart 8 Deluxe.
Wow, still interesting. Kicking.
Yes. Number four, Animal Crossing. Number five, Minecraft on what console? The Switch.
I was about to say the Switch. Man, they love their Nintendo.
Dude, I know, right? You should have seen the Japanese chart. I was looking at that, too. Ratchet & Clank is number six.
Awesome.
Yeah, they were number five last week. So they dropped one. And then Grand Theft Auto 5.
That is such a weird thing to put in there. Seven. Based on everything else you've been saying, that's just like the anomaly, you know?
They went from last week 13th place to 7th place. So they just went... Why? It's just that game. Once you start playing it online, you're like, let's ride motorcycles.
But did they have like an update or something?
I don't know.
That's just a strange spike, you know?
Yeah.
And then?
It's a pretty good spike. Super Mario 3D World Bowser's Fury is number 8.
So interesting.
Yeah, right. It went from 10 to 8. I love
hearing how different cultures. Patterns, yeah. This is so awesome.
I wonder if there's someone in there looking at the data and seeing like how either like Twitch or YouTubers are playing these and causing it to kind of spike.
Probably. And that's why I always loved reporting on these when we had 8BitFix. Like that was the thing where I'm like, oh, I love reporting on the charts because it's just so cool to see who likes what, who plays what. Like what is it that makes that culture gravitate to that kind of game, you know? So that's why it's just so weird to hear Grand Theft Auto.
And of course, I didn't post the Japanese one because everything on there was all Switch. Like everything, like most anticipated games were all Switch and then like Gran Turismo on PlayStation 5. Like that was
the anomaly.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, wow, that's crazy. Resident Evil Village. It went from 15th place last week to 9th. So it
that
got
is
a,
weird.
I don't know, maybe, I don't know. And then the craziest one, number 10, Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild. It was 25th last week, and it shot up to 10. I don't know if
maybe because of the announcement of the new one.
Could E3 when they announced Breath of the Wild 2, or maybe because, do you remember there was a shortage of semiconductors and maybe they couldn't find, remember Fedora had switches a hard time finding stuff. Them? And then maybe people finally got a hold of it.
It seems like everybody over there loves their Switch, so I don't know.
I had asked Fedora what she was playing, if she was still playing Animal Crossing, and she goes, I'm actually playing Breath of the Wild. I went, oh, because it's new to you. We got it when we moved to Corpus. And
I didn't play it. Yeah. I played a little bit of it, but I don't know. I had a lot going on.
Yeah.
Story of my life.
Yeah.
Interesting. All right, so I have one last bit of news. Were you done with that list?
Yeah.
All right. My last bit of news is EA is denying the rumors surrounding in-game ads. So the rumors had initially surfaced following EA's partnership with advertisement platform PlayerOne. And since they are designed to showcase video advertisements inside, of course, PC and console games, they started to speculate that that meant that EA was going to go that route as well. And so I have a quote here from EA, since they went ahead and denied that. They said, following incorrect reports suggesting that we are looking to introduce TV-style commercials into our games, we wanted to clarify that in-game advertising for console games is not something we're currently looking at or have signed any agreements to implement. Creating the best possible player experience remains our priority focus.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Well, I think it would be clever if they did that, but it would be shameful. Give us a free-to-play game and then shoehorn all your commercials and advertisements.
It is weird, though, that if they're looking, you know, if they are working with them, you know what I mean? But
it's like they're looking at the idea, the tech involved, saying, hey, we could probably do this. It's like, I don't want a Nike commercial in the middle of my game.
Yeah, but I mean, it was also rumored that they were working with them. So it's, you know, and that Simon Media, which is the ones who are, you know, in charge of that advertising firm, says they have plans to run in-game ads in 12 more games by the end of the year, but those are seemingly not any EA titles.
Mm. All right. Well, they asked, I guess they were talking to some of the Nintendo heads of their favorite games, and the one that I really wanted to see was Shigeru Miyamoto. This is what he said. He goes, I basically tend to play the games I create myself.
Hi, really? Shiggy. Can't you see? Yeah.
So I haven't been influenced much by the games of other companies.
Shiggy. That's so
said,
boastful.
The first game that influenced me when I started the job of game development was Pac-Man. Paco Man. And from a design perspective, I think Tetris is wonderful. I'm currently hooked on Pokemon Go. This game, which I'm playing with my wife, is a dream come true of playing the game with the whole family. I've been enjoying Pokemon Go with the wife, the neighborhood friends, and some 2 years now. The average person playing Pokemon Go in Japan is probably around 60 years old. He laughed. But I
can relate to that.
Yes,
because what did we do? We went to go spend community day with our son and daughter-in-law.
Yeah.
So I can totally relate to that.
Yeah, but I was like, come on, Shiggy.
Yeah, that's just like he's a walking commercial at this point. And that was just very off-putting.
Yeah, where it's just like real arrogant.
Yeah. You know? You have like a lot of people who respect you, and that kind of comment doesn't fly well here.
Yeah, I would really like to see if do you remember when he went to play Journey?
He was very impressed with that. Like,
I'd really like to pick his brain and say, what did you really think about that?
Yeah, so it's okay to be, we want you to be honest. And in what people like here with this culture is we like to see a transparency, a certain level of transparency, and we want to know you're a normal human being and not just like trying to sell us stuff, you know? That was kind of disheartening.
Yeah, there was also a rumor of a new amiibo that's kind of circulating. It's
another one?
Super Monkey Ball amiibo.
I can see that.
And that would be so freaking cute. Adorable.
Mm-hmm.
Look at that.
Oh, you have a picture of it? Oh, yeah. That would be super cute.
I would have to get it.
Yeah. So, I can see that coming out, though, with the game.
Yeah, but I don't know. I would love if he was in Smash Brothers. He would be
Right. Bonkers. Oh, that would be a sick character.
He would be like that hamster. All the on different Overwatch.
Moves. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, and then one last thing here. There was, I guess, Apex Legends is being hacked.
Oh, wow.
Do I have that here?
Oh, you know what?
Yeah, Apex Legends. So, yeah, they're being hacked because people are upset that Titanfall 1 is broken and EA
no
is not
wonder.
Fixing it. What is that?
They've been having a lot of spikes for outages.
Oh, really?
I've been seeing that a lot lately. I mean, they kind of normally are up here, but I've been seeing Apex Legends for the last week or so up here.
Yeah, so there, I guess a hacker was upset because Titanfall 1 is broken and nobody's fixing it. So he's like, he's putting all these notes on Apex Legends saying, save Titanfall.
So wait, it hacked as in...
Well, he's going in. So when you're playing Apex Legends, you get a thing saying
SaveTitanfall.com,
and yeah, and you can't play it. So they're saying there's a fix. You just restart the game and then jump back in. But it's kind of sad and funny. It's sad because if they say it's an easy fix, but it put it
but
on YouTube.
But there's a vulnerability.
I'll see if I can fix it. But yeah, something like that. They need to fix the. Whatever is glitching on Titanfall 1, they can't play it. And yet they're still selling the game. So people are upset
just
saying,
wondering.
Hey, you can't be selling the game that's broken. So a hacker took it upon himself to go on and hack Apex Legends saying, save Titanfall 2, go to the website and, you know, voice your opinion. And so, I mean, I find that kind of funny. It's kind of sad at the same time.
Yeah, because how about you hack the server and bring Keys Canyon
Titanfall
back?
Titanfall is a beloved franchise by many.
This is just one saying that they can't play or anything. This is where they've been showing a lot of outages, like they couldn't play and this and that. And then they had to keep shutting it down when they said they had to restart it. So I don't know if it has anything to do with that.
Yeah, so that's... I guess let EA know that you want to... whoa, that guy's walking in the rain. Oh, no. Let EA know that you want them to fix Titanfall 1 and 2, and I really hope to
and
get
three,
more
and four.
Of Titanfall. So once again, thank you so much for tuning in to the Introvert Supercast. You guys, if you have any questions, comments, concerns, you could voice your opinions at theintrovertsupercast@gmail.com.
Yep.
I believe so. Remember, guys, be kind to each other. Avoid social media and news, and keep gaming. Laters.